Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting third. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Fielder. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The DH, Matt Noakes. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting second. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting third. The DH, Gerald Perry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Storm Davis. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Seitzer hits a line drive towards the mound. Petrie reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fielder strikes out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Mosby for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Jackson. The throw from Heath and he is out, Trammell applying the tag. One out. Jim Eisenreich batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Eisenreich takes first base on ball four. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Noakes hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ward hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a pop-up into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mosby. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. White goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, Royals, 1. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Seitzer scores. Stillwell moves to second. It's 2-1, Royals. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Perry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stillwell moves to third. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Phillips moves to third. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. Fielder hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Trammell moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aquino now pitching. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mosby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mosby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's Tigers, 2, Royals, 2. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Sheets. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Jackson moves to third. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Eisenreich is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eisenreich for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Noakes is 0-for-1 in the game. Noakes is hit by the pitch. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Fielder is 0-for-2 in the game. Fielder strikes out. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mosby is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mosby hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Perry takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Perry moves to second. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Perry moves to third. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson hits a line drive into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Perry tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Royals. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Crawford now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Noakes is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Noakes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 2 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seitzer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fielder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops it up and throws to first, with Crawford covering, for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stillwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stillwell hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Trammell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Trammell strikes out. One out. Cecil Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fielder is 0-for-3 in the game. Fielder hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jackson. Fielder reaches second base with a double. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mosby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fielder moves to third. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sheets is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fielder scores. It's 4-3, Royals. Ken Williams pinch runs for Larry Sheets. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to second. Matt Noakes is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Noakes is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Noakes strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.